The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to our client support call this evening. My name is Marcia Hildebrand. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm joined by Dr. Nick Hennings. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. We are both certified Optavia coaches and we're happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals. It will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we do our best to answer your questions, and we encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they're an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. We would love to get as many questions as possible tonight. We'll begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us this evening. Then we'll share a quick health tip for the week and do Q&A. So let's get started. You have to hit *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. And then when you're done, hit *6 to mute yourself again. So who's out there tonight? Share your name, where you're from, and your success.
Hi. Yes, my name is Gina Anderson. I'm from Minnesota, and I just started Optavia. I just started my fourth week. And I just have... Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
And the question
yes. Either one of you.
Yes.
It's for either one. I talked to my coach, and she said that I should join tonight and ask this question. I have been
thinking... Okay, but wait. The questions are a little later in the call. Right now, we're just doing a quick, who you are, where you're from, and how you're doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay. So we'll take your question a little bit later in the call, but thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Who else is out there tonight?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is Mindy.
Yes. Hi, Mindy.
Hello. Hi. I just wanted to say hi. I haven't called in for a while, so I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's wonderful. We're so glad you're on the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Steve Wilson. Yeah, Steve Wilson from the Palm Springs, California area.
Hi, Steve.
Been a health coach about 6 years and lost 40 pounds in 8 weeks and 6 medications.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Well, you know what? We're so glad that all of you have called in tonight and have questions for us. Nick, I think you wanted to mention something on tonight.
Yes, about the power of persistence. You know, one of the great things about this program is that it's simple. The 5-in-1 is a very simple, straightforward program that is not very complicated to figure it out. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always easy. We are faced with so many food temptations in our environment. We are faced, if you think about how many billboards do you see for food going to and from work, how many commercials do you see, how often do you encounter food at the work site or with friends or social gatherings that tempt you and challenge you, and that is one of the difficulties that we face on the program, especially as we come around the holidays, where the temptations are even greater. And that is one of the things I like to tell people that I have on the program is that you don't have to be perfect to succeed. You have to be persistent. How many times have you heard one of somebody say, "Well, I blew my diet today. I might as well eat whatever," as if any additional calories don't really matter if you ate something that was off program. The more you eat off program, the worse you'll do, the worse you feel. And so one of the things that, you know, if you have a slip, if you have something that you eat that's off program, to really focus on getting right back on program as quickly as possible and being persistent. That persistence is what leads to long-term success, not being perfect. We're all imperfect beings in an imperfect world, and we just need to recognize that we will have challenges. And hopefully we'll overcome most of those challenges, but sometimes we won't. And the key is to be persistent and get back on course again. One of the tips I got from one of my coaches, and I get some of the greatest tips from coaches and clients on the program, was that if they ate anything off of program, they would always tell their clients to have a meal replacement before they go to bed so that they wake up in the morning on program.
Oh, I love that. That is so true. That is so true. Thank you for sharing that. It really, especially this time of year, it starts with Halloween. There's candy everywhere. And now everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. And we have plenty of great healthy recipes out there. You can ask your health coach. And we have them on Facebook pages. So please don't forget to do that. And I just wanted to do a quick mention that this is National Diabetes and Alzheimer's Month. And Alzheimer's is actually being called type 3 diabetes. And so when I first got diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic, I was overwhelmed by the amount of information they gave me. And then I found the program. And because of the program, I've been able to keep my blood sugar stable, and I feel so much better. I have more energy, and I will always eat every 2 to 3 hours, and I love how easy our program is to follow when you get to a healthy weight. And I've been doing this for almost 8 years now. So, and there was nothing that really kept me this satisfied. But I want to get to Q&A right now. So who's got their first question out there tonight?
This is Gina again.
Hi, Gina. Okay.
Hi. I do have a question. Prior to starting Optavia 3 weeks ago, I had been going. I'm going to a chiropractor on a regular basis for my neck, but I had mentioned, you know, that I had tried losing weight and it just doesn't seem to stay off or come off. He had said that he could help me. Well, to try and make this short as possible, he had me do some blood spot tests and send in some stool specimens. And I just now got the results back. It's been a couple months in the making and a few dollars. And basically what he told me is that I have leaky gut and that digestive issues and improving. He made the comment that high yeast, candida, and gut issues were the results. And I have all the results and everything. And he suggested putting me on, having me take for 90 days a 200 extra strength, colloidal silver mineral supplement, 200 extra strength. Mm-hmm. It's a ACS 200 silver. And then also Lily of the Desert aloe vera juice, along with Albazia. It's a liquid herb that I get through their office, and to take this three times a day, these three things, three times a day for 90 days, and to help repair what is showing in the results. But since I started Optavia, I'm down 9.9 pounds in 3 weeks. Wow. I have more energy than I've ever had, and all of my joint aches are gone. So
And so that when you are taking a diet that is high in fiber, that is low in sugar, and low in starchy type of foods that will change, as and high in protein, that will change the bacteria makeup of your gastrointestinal system. And that in combination with probiotics will help to restore a normal balance of bacteria in your gastrointestinal system, and that can help reduce the potential for a leaky gut syndrome to exist, or reverse its effects, because then the gut will start functioning more normally.
Okay.
So it sounds just from your symptoms, a change in symptoms, yeah, that what you're doing is the right thing.
Right, right. And I believe that. I really do. And I just, you know, I just, but yet if there's something that I do need to heal up, because I do have polyps, and since I've been doing my diet, though, I just went in. I have to go every 5 years, and there were fewer this time. But
goodness, that's wonderful.
So I'm just kind of wondering, you know, should I try this? He said, try it after 45 days. Let me know if you're not feeling differently from it, or if you know what your effects are. But he said, I want you to do this for 90 days to repair what you need repaired.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
The person that did all the tests and that's prescribing this,
uh-huh,
is your chiropractor. It's,
yes,
not your gastrointestinal. Did your gastrointestinal doctor agree with this?
No. It's only been through him and two other docs. Through Wellness Way is the name of it.
Okay. It sounds like the program that you're on is an anti-inflammatory program, and as Dr. Nick,
mm-hmm,
just said, everything seems to be getting much better. You yourself said you had less polyps this time.
Right.
The aloe vera and stuff, I don't know how many carbs are in it. I don't know if it'll affect the way the program works for you, but it,
mm-hmm,
sounds like you're already on the road to healing, your letting your body heal itself, which is,
right,
what it's doing. So
right.
What do you think, Dr. Nick?
Well, I think the most important advice that I give people is that you need to listen to your body. And when your body is working better, functioning better with what you're doing, you're on the right track. And I wouldn't change that course.
Right.
If you are, you know, and if you're running into additional problems and you and or those symptoms return again, you could revisit it. But I think as long as you're doing well with what you're doing, I wouldn't rock the boat and keep going the way you're going.
Yeah, because really, I mean, I don't have symptoms with it either. I mean, it's a history in my family that you have the distended, bloated belly type thing, which I don't have. And I don't know that, especially since I'm drinking my water and getting my liquids in and eating the right things, that even now is not even an issue. So I really,
wow,
I don't know what my issues were other than I just really needed to lose my weight because my cholesterols were getting higher again. And now that I work for Mayo Clinic, and they wanted to put me on a statin, and I just don't want to be put on anything. I did start a statin, but now I've stopped taking it in about a month and a half ago. And, I mean, I have absolutely no aches and pains, and I know that I can lower it by exercising a good diet. I've done it before. So I get such horrible cramps in my legs that with statins that I just can't even take it. So I go back to Mayo here in about 2 months for another blood work, and so I'm very curious to see where I'll be.
And I think that'll be a good time to reevaluate where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like what you're doing is working, and I'd recommend continuing it.
Perfect. Thank
yeah.
you.
You sound like a shining example of how the program works.
Yeah, it's working great. I love it.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. I'm so glad you feel so much better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have a question?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question on behalf of a client of mine.
Okay, what's your name?
Okay, my name is Debbie.
Okay, hi, Debbie.
Hi. Okay, so I have a client who has lost nearly 100 pounds. She's called me today asking about a problem that she's been noticing and hadn't talked to me about before. Before she started the journey, she was significantly overweight. She would have what was normal for her, 7-day long periods. But now, just within the last few months, she's noticing that they're lasting like 10 days of full-on period and then another 5 days of spotting. And so she asked her gynecologist about it, and the gynecologist said, well, you know, that's normal in, you know, weight loss like you've been experiencing. But her question is, when will that normalize? Is she going to be, you know, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off for the rest of her life? Or does there come a time when her body kind of figures out its new balance and she no longer has that issue? I don't know the answer, and I thought I would ask you guys.
Well, that's a hard, and that's, you know, that is a hard question to answer as to when, because everybody, every person, every woman is individual in how they respond to things. But typically when your weight loss stabilizes, part of the process that causes irregularities with menstrual periods with weight loss is that as you lose body fat, that fat releases estrogen into the system that disrupts your cycle. So usually once you're at a sort of a steady weight for several months, your periods normalize. If they don't, then you got to look for other reasons why that may be happening, especially if you're at an age where, you know, menopause is a possibility or the beginning of menopause is a possibility. You may need to look for other reasons why that's happening.
Well, she's only 40, so I don't think she's, you know, who knows? I mean, everybody's different. Some people do start perimenopause that early, but I don't expect that, you know, like just looking at what's normal, I don't expect that that's something that she'll be dealing with right away.
So I would say once she's at a stable weight for 3 months. I would say once she's at a stable weight for 3 months, then if it's still abnormal, it should be evaluated.
Okay. Okay, so now she's still has a little bit of a journey to go before she gets to where she really wants to be. So you're saying once she has hit a new stable normal for herself to go 3 months and by then her body should have figured out its new, like, homeostasis or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's new normal. Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did she have any issues before she started the program and lost 100 pounds? Any gynecologist?
No, I asked her. She said that before her periods lasted for 7 days, which I don't know. Is that, I mean, it seems, I guess 5 to 7 is the normal, right? So,
right. Were they heavy? Did she have a lot of clots? Did she have a history of fibroids that she had? Because a lot of times people who are overweight can have those things.
I asked her, you know, what was your before and what's your now? She didn't go into much detail. She only said that they were 7 days long. And now she said they're like 10 days plus another 5 of spotting. But she didn't expound. I mean, she may have had issues. I don't know. And I'm calling on her behalf instead of her calling. So it would have been better had she been able to call. So I'm not sure, but I can ask her that and, you know, see if that is something that she had already. She had some maybe imbalance or something to begin with.
How much more does she have to lose?
Maybe another 30.
Okay. Well, I think what Dr. Nick said is absolutely spot on.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janet, and I'd like to ask a question about a client.
Sure.
Okay. I just got off the phone, in fact, with a call with a client who has lost 30 pounds or has lost 20 pounds. She was close to her goal weight, had an appointment with her ENT doctor this week, and she has been told that she has patulous eustachian tube condition, and that can be caused by weight loss. And he has suggested that she gain weight. We discussed it with my coach, and I just wondered if you had heard of that before. What we're going to do is just she's going to stabilize because she's within about 3 pounds of where she wanted to be, and she was going to maybe lose a more, but we're just going to stabilize. And as she works through transition and maintenance, that maybe her system will get used to that. And my question was, have you heard of that before and know how people have responded to either maintenance or what the results were, what they've done.
Can you say the name of it again?
It's PATULOUS.
No, I've never heard of it. How about you?
Neither have I. Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
I wasn't sure if you had run into it before. Okay.
No, nor does the recommendation make any sense that, you know, your gestation tube would change with, would in any way benefit from weight gain. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, they said it doesn't close. Evidently, something happened, and they viewed it. They put a tube down and viewed it and said it's not closing,
yeah.
And that has to do with some kind of the fat buildup around the eustachian tube or something. Anyway, because she doesn't want to gain weight, so she's going to stabilize where she's at and hoping her body will decide this is your new normal and see what happens. I mean, she's also going to research other options. She's in Georgia, so she's going to go to Emory and see if they have potential things. But I just thought maybe you had run into it before and you might have some suggestions. So, okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll just work with it and see what we do. We're going to monitor it and work with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a question. Yes, my name is Ann. I'm a health coach. I have a young lady who's on program. Before she started program, she started experiencing some areas on her face, above her eye, and then in the front of the jawline. And what turns out is she went to the doctor on Monday. She was starting program on Monday. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor did a sample of the crustiness over her eye. Turns out that she possibly might have shingles. The doctor said that the place in front of her jaw was a lymph node that was inflamed from the fact that she probably has shingles. It has gotten worse, and I told her I wasn't sure if, you know, being on the 5-in-1 would be something that would be suggested at this time when her body needs to do everything to fight. And I just wanted to know what your physician recommendation would be for this. She wants to be, she's on program. She's staying on it. And I just told her maybe she could eat more lean and greens, you know, get more vegetables and things like that. If not the 5-in-1, at least do the 4-in-2 or something. So what would you say, doctor?
I would agree with the 4-in-2 program, the 4-2-in-1 and actually healthy snacks. So I wouldn't necessarily initiate a process that could put you into that fat burning state when you have an acute condition going on. So I would do 4-in-2, even 3-in-3. But so I would start that process of adopting a healthy diet, of learning to eat 6 times a day, of utilizing. There's no problem with utilizing the meal replacements. I just wouldn't push for fat burn until the acute phase of this is over. So I would give it, you know, 2 weeks for her to kind of run its course, and then she can go back to 5-in-1.
Also, because the physician that she went to, the PC that she went to, did not recommend going to an ophthalmologist, and I do have some nursing background myself, and I just told her, I said, I really think that being that close to the eye, and she was developing some problems in the very corner of her eye, and her eye was burning, I told her that I felt that she needed to see an ophthalmologist as well, because that's very dangerous.
The clue to eye involvement is if the tip of the nose is involved. There's a common nerve for the eye and the nose and the tip of the nose that is warrants an ophthalmologist's evaluation. If the tip of the nose is not involved, we don't usually refer unless it starts to really invade the lid.
Okay, well, it's in the corner of her eye. And she spoke of it last night, and it's the cauliflower look has gotten bigger and more. So her eye is burning. So inside.
Yeah, so she's getting a lot of symptoms from her eye, then I think it warrants it. But it's usually the tip of the nose that is the clue for her concern.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you and Marcia and all that you do for us.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'll just share that I had shingles, and when once it starts to come out and you get these scabs, it's very painful and it's very uncomfortable. So I think you gave her very good advice.
Can I get a question in while we have some time?
Of course.
Hello? Yeah, great. I kept trying to get my question until I realized I was muted. Alrighty. I should have asked you, I should have had you promise not to laugh before I made that comment.
No, it's very, very, just ask your question, good.
I'm just teasing. I got on the program 6 years ago, 6'1", and I wanted to get to a body mass index of 23, and I did it, and that's 174 pounds. But I found out I've shrunk an inch. I'm in my early 70s, and I'm wondering whether it seems like I should go ahead and just lose more weight to stay at a body mass index of 23 and get down to 169, lose another 5 pounds. What are your thoughts on that?
So, when you get close to a healthy weight, and congratulations on your success and for being able to maintain it for such a long time, which is really quite an accomplishment and something to feel really good about. But as people get close to their goal weight, and if you think about a goal weight, it tends to be somewhat arbitrary of a number. That we pick a number, we say, oh, we want to be at this number, and it typically ends in zero. And is that the weight that your body really wants? And I don't know, and I tell my patients that I don't know if that's where they want to be. As you get closer to your goal weight, I think the most important thing is to shift your focus away from the scale and to that number that you pick, and really focus on, are you eating healthy? Are you living a healthy lifestyle? That's really Dr. Anderson's message, is to create health in your life and live a healthy lifestyle with a healthy diet, healthy activity, healthy sleep, healthy stress management, all these components that will create a healthier life for you. So whether that goal number that you're picking is absolutely right for your body, nobody really knows. But my feeling is when you get close to that, if you adopt a healthy lifestyle, then your body will migrate to the weight that it feels best at, and not just some, BMI number or some scale number.
Sounds great. I appreciate the thoroughness of that answer.
You're welcome.
Well, it's 8:29, and so I am. Okay, one more question. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just noticed I was on mute myself. My name is Felicity. I'm a health coach, and I was calling in for a potential client. She has some medical issues that she was wondering if she'd be able to do program. She had cancer 15 years ago and has internal radiation burns. And so she's on a very limited diet of low acid, no fiber, no enzymes, no probiotics, no protein. And she was told that basically due to internal radiation burns, the consistency of her internal organs is kind of like raw meat bleeding, and she deals with interstitial cystitis. She was wondering if she would even be able to do program, and my coach recommended that call and get the doctor's recommendation.
Okay, well, that's a rather complicated situation to be able to answer in a minute. And I think what I would recommend is then take the description of the program, description of the products, their contents, and bring them to the physician that manages her gastrointestinal symptoms and see if it is compatible with her. I don't think you can really just kind of answer that one over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
no
really,
way.
But I, But I think it's important to bring that information, you know, bring the information of the program, what the ingredients are. You know, mm-hmm. they need to know what the type of protein it is, what the fiber content of it is, what is the calorie content of it. What other components are there, the presence or absence of the probiotics. I think those are all that need to, they all need to be reviewed with the physician that's managing your gastrointestinal condition.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Kind of thing. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And so now I am going to officially close our call. I want to thank everyone, Dr. Nick and all the people who called in and ask such great questions. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few weeks prior recordings of these helpful calls on your health coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. If you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, you can email Lori, and she just changed her email, and I have to find it, and I don't know where it is. But her, you could try her old email, and that would be takeshapenow@gmail.com. That's Lori Anderson at takeshapenow@gmail.com. Remember this call.
Marcia, her new address, her new
you
email.
You have it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Optimizing Life 2. That's OptimizingLife2@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. That is so helpful. And remember this call, it's weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now we're already in the Habits of Health webinar, which is, if you want to go and log in, it's www.zoom.us and enter meeting ID 113-312-513. Again, that's www.zoom.us and meeting ID 113-312-513. Congratulations on investing time in your health this evening. We're so glad you joined us. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Marcia.
Bye. Thank you.
The following audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.